Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Chew, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've entered the chat with me and head coach over at Boy Buchanan, Mr. Matt Hoppe. Coach, after suffering a heart attack on January 22nd, how does it feel to be back with the team in just over a month? And what was that recovery like for you?
Well, I mean, first it was scary. You know, we had an early morning practice that day and just kind of started feeling bad at the beginning of practice. And by close to the end, I knew something was going on. So I knew I needed to get help. And so luckily, you know, we have some awesome people at Boyd, our heads of school and our nurse and some others that just really kind of rushed to help me and get me to the hospital. And they, you know, took pretty good care of me. And yeah, I mean, I had pretty serious heart attack, widowmaker heart attack. I got 3 stents put in my heart. And so, yeah, it was a scary time, I think, for not only just myself and my wife and my family, but also, you know, our people and friends here at Boyd. I think our guys were pretty shaken up. But, you know, to their credit, like I've been saying all year to people, you know, they've been doing hard things all year of playing teams and practicing and just hard physical things that we've done throughout the offseason and season this year. So, you know, they just, again, continued to stay together and, you know, believe in each other and love each other and, you know, kept encouraging me. And so the recovery itself has been, I mean, not one that I have ever experienced, just kind of as a lifelong, you know, athlete, just being in, trying to keep myself in shape and trying to do the right things health wise. But it's just, you know, your heart, when you have a major issue with it, you know, it just takes longer. And so, you know, I go to therapy, cardiac therapy multiple times a week and I have things I have to do on the side of that to get myself back to where I need to be, just physically where my heart needs to be. And so that's been good, but I've had just so many people encouraging me, my family, my wife. It's been amazing. And so, yeah, I'm just, again, grateful to still be here and grateful to be able to be a part of Boyd and do the things that, you know, I love to do. And that's one of them is coaching basketball and being around these guys. And that's been therapy in and of itself, just the times that we get to spend together on and off the court, and, you know, doing basketball things or doing fun things. And so, yeah, we've tried to really dig into that, just our culture of us and togetherness and spending time together. Our guys really do love spending time together. We try to eat off campus a good amount every couple times a week. We try to go do things. We played an escape game yesterday afternoon together. And so just as much time as we can spend to, you know, foster that togetherness and that, you know, that culture of us. And so it's been hard, but it's been good. It's been good.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned that togetherness. And even this past weekend, after y'all won your game to get into the state, I went to Target with my wife and the whole team was walking up and down the aisles just in Target together. And I was like, man, you just won. What are you doing at Target? But, you know, they were as a team. So that was cool to see that they were all just, you know, celebrating and, you know, getting what they needed to get there and whatever they needed to do. But as a team, it's cool to see.
Yeah, it's fun. Almost every time after we play every game, you know, win or lose, after we kind of talk about the game and what's next, and then, you know, we get together and pray and break it down. The first thing they're talking about is, you know, where are we going? What are we doing? Like, it's all of them. It's all, there's not like, you know, sometimes you have teams that have groups and cliques of 3 or 4 or 5 guys that kind of go their separate ways, but it's all 15 of these dudes that usually are figuring out where they're going to go to eat or where they're going to go hang out. It sounds like, I guess, like Target was the move after the game Saturday. So I guess that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good place to go, right? So can't complain about that. And you know, the team has made it to the state semifinals for the first time in 30 years. What does it mean to you to make it this far, you know, at this point in the season in year 2 with the team?
You know, when I first came to Boyd, you know, I knew the talent that was here. I'd watched them in the previous years with Coach White when he moved to Macaulay. And I knew that there was talent here. And I knew that just athletically and just culturally for the school that it was possible to, you know, to kind of get them into kind of that Final Four, you know, Elite Eight kind of state, final stages of the state tournament, just from their talent. And you know, the guys before me, the coaches before me had done a great job of, you know, these guys, when I got here, already had a high basketball IQ. They were well coached. You know, I just felt like just trying to get, you know, their culture of togetherness and just kind of buying into the way that I wanted to play. And, you know, they quickly, last year, seniors really bought into that and really kind of pushed our guys towards that. And, you know, we knew having the bulk of our team coming back this year, you know, we had a good chance to make this run. And I mean, I guess for me, this is the 4th team I've taken to a Final Four. And so every one of them's different. you know, every one of them has its own challenges. Of course, this one, I think for me, is a little different. Actually, it's a lot different just in terms of, I guess, the last 45 days of my life, and just that I'm able to still do it. And, you know, there's more important things than, well, this is important. You know, there's more important things in life than just playing basketball and coaching basketball. And, you know, for me and my wife and my family, I'm really trying to more so enjoy the journey this time around than necessarily the destination. We have 5 days left tops. And so I'm just trying to squeeze out every minute I can of spending time with these guys and enjoying what this is, because there's not a lot of people and a lot of teams that get to experience this. And so, I may have taken that for granted in the past getting here. And so I'm just really trying to enjoy this and just really trying to take it day by day and enjoy just the excitement that our community has about this and enjoy the excitement that our teams, our team and our players and our families have. And so I'm just trying to encourage that and try to support them the best way I can. And then trying to, of course, coach them and give them the best opportunity to win. It's been fun.
Yeah. And this one obviously means more, like you said, you've been here. This is the fourth time, but this one, obviously, like you said, the last 45 days, this one means a little bit more. Facing BGA Friday night with the state championship, obviously Saturday night, what do you think you can take advantage of in this game?
Like you guys talked about with ASA, you know, I think that we played them last year in the quarterfinal game. I think we lost by 8 or 9 and at their place. And so, you know, they're a different team from last year. Last year they had two really, really good guards that we had a really hard time stopping. I mean, Coach Marshall does a great job with them. They're well coached. They play hard. You know, they're a little different this year. They have a little more size. You know, they've got a 6'10 Sanford commit. They've got, Lawson Gillespie, who played for them last year as a bigger guard. And then they have, you know, two or three other just really solid shooting guards that can handle it. They can defend, they can score, they're poised, they're tough. And so it's going to be a real challenge for us. I do feel like we match up well with them with just our size and our athleticism and the way that we play. I think it's going to be a really good game. I think that if we can guard and not turn it over and try to keep their bigs off of the glass and pull them out a little bit from the goal defensively, I think we have a great chance offensively to score some points. But then, you know, the challenge is going to be stopping them, because they're really good and they play well together. Again, like I said, they're really well coached. They have a good culture. Also, they're the state runner-ups from last year, so they're going to be playing with a lot of confidence. So I just think, you know, like at this time, again, like I said, all four teams that are left are really solid, really good teams. And so I think it's going to be the team that can handle the moment and the team that makes the fewest mistakes, honestly, and doesn't let the game become bigger than it needs to be or that it is.
Coach, we wish you the best of luck, and it's great to see you back on the sideline with the team after everything that's happened, and go win you that gold ball this weekend.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it, man. Always love being on with you and talking some hoops.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.